My sissy maid was in need of a good, long training session. We'd been working in training as we went, 15 minutes here, an hour there, but the best results come from in-depth training followed by shorter follow-up sessions. And we just hadn't had the chance yet for a long session. Her posture was poor, her makeup skills non-existent, and the leg hair. Oh, ye lords, the leg hair on my sissy maid. It was time for some intense training. A short email let her know when and where to meet me. Jane's Salon on Main, 10 a.m. on Tuesday. Bring your sissy maid outfit. You bet your ass she was on time. If there's one thing I've gotten through her silly head, it was punctuality. You do not leave me waiting on you, or dire things happen. So she was on time and bewildered. I'd never taken her out in public before, nor had I ever taken her to a salon. And yet here we were, at a public salon before it stated business hours. Probably that part confused her most. Why would we be at a salon before it opened? I've been friends with Jane ever since she started beauty school. We'd tag-teamed a few sissies between us before, and she was very happy to help with my current sissy maid. Here's how new my sissy maid was to being my sissy slut maid. She didn't even have a real sissy name yet. She'd never been to a salon, never had her legs waxed, never had a bikini wax, and certainly had never had her hair styled in such a femme manner. Poor sissy maid. After our Tuesday appointment, none of these would be true any longer. After we thoroughly sissified my sissy maid at the salon, I took her out for lunch. Dressed in the cutest little outfit, my sissy maid was blushing so hard, I thought she might pass out from the embarrassment. 3-inch heels with a cute wee ankle strap, ruffled dress with cap sleeves and ribbons, and sweet feminine makeup had transformed her male self into my sissy maid. I'm sure her ears were stinging after having them pierced, but the little gold hoops were simply perfection, and I couldn't pass them up. She squirmed all through lunch in her cute sissy maid outfit. I just knew that when we got home, and I had her lift up her skirt so I could inspect her panties, that I'd find them utterly soaked with sissy excitement. And of course, I'd use that soaked set of panties as my reason for the rest of her lessons. After all, I still had the entire rest of the day to fill with my sissy maid's afternoon delight. For more, go visit my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com. Or call me at 800-601-7259. And tell me that you want to be Harper's sissy maid.